The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We have heat warnings outside. Maybe we need a hot, hot, hot warning for our economy, stock market, reaching a new record high. My next guest serves as counselor to the secretary, Scott Bessent, as well as a very well-known and highly respected economist. This is Joe Lavornia joining me now. When we think about Treasury, when we think about the money, this affects all of us, and it is fantastic news, talking about the CapEx comeback, among other things. Joe, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Dawn. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, sometimes I think that there are salacious headlines that are fun to talk about, but this headline is something that affects every single American man, woman, child. Can you take us through what's going on and how it's rooted, if you will, in the big, beautiful bill and some of the provisions that happen in the big, beautiful bill that really are empowering, emboldening our businesses?
Yes, thank you. Let me start by saying that what we've seen is a revisitation of a blue-collar wage boom. In the first 6 months of President Trump's term, real wages of blue-collar workers, these are essentially middle and lower-income folks, they have seen an over 1% plus gain in their real wages. The only similar time we've seen such an improvement in just 6 months was the first term of President Trump, when it was up a similar amount. And that's with data going all the way back to the 1960s. And the reason that we're seeing another real boom in wages is falling inflation, in particular energy, which is a direct result of President Trump's policies. At the same time, beginning in the first quarter, we also started to see companies lift their capital spending. Capital spending, it's the items, the goods, not goods, I should say, but rather that a company spends on equipment, whatever that equipment might be. That figure was up almost 24% at an annual rate in the first quarter, and key data suggests the second quarter saw another double-digit gain. That puts us on track for the biggest first-half increase in capital expenditures or capital spending, excluding the pandemic. You have to go all the way back to 1997. That was a direct result of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which was going to make expensing, 100% expensing. So you buy a new piece of machinery, for example, now you could expense it against your cash flow if you bought it right after Inauguration Day or right on Inauguration Day. So you get that expensing. So you've already seen that. And that matters, Dawn, because if companies invest in capital, they can be more productive. They could pay their wages even more. So we're already seeing the fruits of the One Big Beautiful Bill being borne out. And that's before it even was signed into law. Now that it's part of the law, we could be confident the CapEx comeback and the blue-collar wage boom we're seeing will persist and, importantly, strengthen.
And that's a piece of it. I know it's so boring if we talk about policy and people, like, you know, push up the snooze button there because they think policy. But this is important to make the connection between the policy that was placed in one of those many measures that I don't think, you know, maybe, Joe, it wasn't sexy or it just didn't make headlines, or I don't know, maybe it's bias by omission that the mainstream media didn't want to talk about this aspect, where President Trump, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and a lot of Republican lawmakers, they put this provision. Explain why this was so important, the capital expenditures going forward, and also what struck me is retroactively saying that this, so this goes back to January 20th, it's retroactive for businesses?
Right. So, look, had we not extended, so you had the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 led to a record gain in real median household income. And in relative terms, the lower and middle classes had stronger wage gains than the upper end. So it was a great policy. Had that policy not been extended, you'd have had a record large tax increase and inevitable collapse in consumer spending because real incomes would be depressed by rising taxes and a recession. That had to be extended. But thankfully, President Trump had the vision and foresight to bring back the 100% expensing on capital. In addition to, now this is new, 100% expensing for factories. So if you build a factory here, that can also be fully expensed against your income. That's important because we want to reindustrialize and reinvigorate a beleaguered manufacturing sector. So that's very key. Now, you mentioned the policy not being kind of sexy, but the point is the policy is important because the policy is going to deliver bigger paychecks to Americans, and they need to know that. In addition, Secretary Bessent is aware that, look, the animal spirits of the business cycle are very important. President Trump understands that from his long, illustrious career in the private sector, understands how important sentiment is. That's why under his first presidency, small business sentiment registered the highest reading of any president in history. So the sentiment is important. And explaining the policies, like I'm able to do on your show, is key to explain to people why this bill is important, why it's going to lead to more capital generation, and how that capital generation itself is going to lift wages and living standards. It all ties together. And again, we're seeing the fruits of that. We're seeing the policy bear fruits already, and I'm optimistic that we're going to see much stronger growth in the second half. It's going to be a boom, and the president deserves his bill. He said he wanted to get it done July 4th. Very few people, at least in the private sector that I talked to, that was great, didn't think it was going to happen, and it did. So that's pretty remarkable.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is. And as well, you know, here in Pennsylvania, we thought it was remarkable. It did make some national news, that huge summit that Senator Dave McCormick, he gives his credit to his wife, Dina, which is always a smart thing as a husband. But that huge, you know, energy and economic summit, AI summit, President Trump yesterday signing those executive orders. I loved when President Trump said something to the effect of, I don't like anything artificial. You know, he doesn't like fake, but he called it really genius with AI. So how do you weave in now, going back with the summit that happened here, thinking about energy that's needed to really flip the switch on AI to make us the leader? And if you put all of these pieces together, pieces of the puzzle to create this strong economy, beating China and the AI wars, Joe, can you take us through that?
Right, sure.
What you see.
So the president wants us to be the leader in digital assets, the leader in artificial intelligence, the leader in crypto, broadly speaking. Okay, so to do that, what do you need? Well, let's build a data center. Well, if you build a data center now, you're going to get 100% expensing. Oh, and by the way, if you're building a data center, you need energy. You need cheap energy. It's expensive to run these businesses. And by the way, you need permits. So what does President Trump do? Okay, well, you got the full expensing, thanks to the one big beautiful bill. You've got cheap and abundant energy sources, again, a direct result of President Trump's policies. And through executive order and other actions, you've got a shortening in the permitting process. So you could actually build something. So you have a lifelong builder knowing how to take that policy, instituting it, and then building. So everything, the one big beautiful bill, the AI summit, tying that in also with the Genius Act, like all these things are interconnected, and it's designed to incentivize the supply side. Take the ingenuity, the entrepreneurship, the innovation of American business, which is the best in the world, taking that and fostering an environment where it can excel. And that's exactly what the president is doing. And my boss, Secretary Bessent, has done a phenomenal job in helping implement the president's vision, and so far it's been great. And the markets, as you mentioned, which are forward looking, they're anticipatory. They clearly are, and rightfully so, discounting the boom that we see continuing.
And so, with this, and you said something important, and that is, you know, President Trump, he's always conscious, obviously, of the media, the way things are being reported. But I will point out that even though we clearly have a biased media, but even CNN, I believe it was yesterday, I mean, they had an analyst on who said, yeah, I got to admit, it's working. Economy's looking good. Tariffs are actually working. And we were kind of taken back by that, aired that clip this morning. What stands at the state level? States like Pennsylvania, where we have had tough regulations that, quite frankly, Joe, as you well know, sent jobs south. A lot of people left. You talked about this blue collar boom. How do we bring the jobs back? And what stands in the way of this success that is happening because of these great policies coming together?
The president certainly, you know, as you mentioned, knows how to build things, mm-hmm. and that's important. And unfortunately, the handoff was not particularly good from the last administration to this one in terms of trying to undo a lot of the damage that was done across a variety of areas, not the least of which is the regulatory side, which you highlighted. And that's one of the reasons President Trump was so active on day one, signing significant executive orders to try to unshackle U.S. industry from an ideological policy that wasn't rooted in any kind of objective analysis that was holding back the U.S. growth engine. And it's going to take some time for these policies to get undone. But the good news is, Dawn, you know, on the capital expenditure side, you know, we're seeing record CapEx already. So the president is going to continue to push these policies through, make sure they're implemented in the proper way. There's another reconciliation bill that will come in October. I would not be surprised, this is my guess, if there wasn't more deregulatory aspects in it to help great states like Pennsylvania that are known for its industry. So hopefully there'll be more to come. But the good news, of course, is that the policies are working. They need to be broadcasted. The media doesn't highlight that. It's interesting that CNN article you saw, I'd seen it. That just shows you how powerful the president's policies are. And you can't, you know, you can argue with facts sometimes, but man, the facts are so obvious. The tariffs have not been inflationary. Markets were going to respond positively. You're seeing it in the data, and arguably even very, very biased sources. They can't fake it anymore.
Well, listen, take the victory lap. It's a great day. We hope you come back. Jill Lavornia.
Oh, for sure.
Counselor to the Secretary, Secretary Bissent. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you, Joe.
Thank you, Dawn.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.